Mishnah Hey, the focus of really the rest of the Mishnah, so the Masechta, now shifts to a slightly different focus, and that is the laws of Tara, purity, and Tuma, impurity, and in particular the relation of these laws to Yom Tov. Now it's important to realize that there are essentially five different levels of things which need to be guarded from Tuma. Generally, the more sanctified the item is, the more it has to be separated from Tuma. And the five levels are as follows. The first level, the lowest level, is chulin. Chulin refers to regular, unsanctified food. And technically, it is actually permitted to eat chulin in a state of tumah. Nevertheless, many people were very particular upon themselves that even chulin they would eat only in a state of purity. So chulin is the first level. The second level is maaser sheni. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, one is obligated to separate a tenth of his produce and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Now, one of the laws of Maaser Sheni is that it is forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni, which is Tomei. So that's the second level. V'la Truma. Truma, which refers to the gift which a farmer needs to give to a Kohen. So that produce which the Kohen receives is Truma, and it is forbidden to allow Truma to become Tomei at all. It's not only forbidden to eat Tomei Truma, but it is forbidden to allow Truma to become Tomei. Fourth level, V'la Kodesh, Korbonos. They have an even higher level of holiness than Truma. And so as we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos, the laws of Tuma and Tahara are more strict regarding Korbonos than Truma. And the highest level is the Mechatos, which refers to the solution of water and the ashes of the Parah Adumah. The Parah Adumah was a red cow, which they would go through a whole process and ultimately get the ashes of the cow and mix it with water. And any body and any item which became Tomei from a dead body, which is a very high level of Tumah, in order to become pure, in order to become Tohar again, they would need to be sprinkled with this solution. Now, if this solution were to become Tomei, that would be a huge problem, because this is really the solution upon which the purity of all of the Jewish people is dependent. The Mishnayos and Maseches Parah describe extreme precautions which were taken in order to avoid this solution becoming Tomei. Be it as it may, those are the five levels. Chulin, Maaser Sheni, Truma, Korbonos, and the solution of the Parah Adumah. The halacha is that before one eats bread, even if it is chulin bread, the bread itself is not considered to be holy. It has no extra degree of sanctity. Midrabbanan, one is obligated to wash his hands before eating the bread. That's known as netilas yadayim. And one of the reasons for this is because one often touches parts of his body which aren't totally clean. And so if he comes to then touch food with those hands without washing them first, it could spoil the food perhaps. And that would be a big problem when it comes to truma, for example. It's forbidden to allow truma to go to waste. One has to eat all of it. And so midrabbanan, before eating bread, one must do netilas yadayim by taking a utensil, filling it up with water, and washing his hands by pouring the water out of that utensil. So the Mishnah says, netilas yadayim, one must wash his hands, lachulin, before eating chulin bread, v'la maaser, and before eating maaser sheni, v'la truma, and before even touching truma. Because part of this decree of requiring people to wash their hands before eating these things is that midrabbanan stam yodayim tameim. Hands are considered to be midrabbanan tomei, just the hands, unless one has been consciously taking care of not allowing his hands to touch any parts of the body which are unclean or anything else which is tomei perhaps. But if one has not consciously had that in mind, then we consider his hands to be midrabbanan tomei. And therefore, even to touch Truma, because of the higher level of holiness of the Truma, would be a problem. Says the Mishnah V'la Kodesh, when it comes to eating meat of Korbonos, Matbilin, one needs to dip his hands into a mikveh. It's not enough just to pour water onto them from a utensil. Rather, one requires a real mikveh, V'la Chatos. And when it comes to the solution containing the Parah Adumah ashes, Im Nitmu Yodov, if one's hands became Tomei, even if it's only a Tumah Midrabbanan, we consider it as if his entire body is Tomei, and therefore it's not enough just to dip his hands into a mikveh, but he has to dip his entire body into a mikveh. This is an example of an extreme precaution which is taken in order to preserve the purity of the Parah Adumah solution.